In 2005, a 26-year-old Englishman, a journalist named George Fulton, became one of Pakistan's biggest TV stars.
I am from the UK, you say. I've got 3 months to become a Pakistani, okay?
His reality TV show was called George Ka Pakistan, George's Pakistan, a white man's journey toward becoming a Pakistani. George Fulton interviewed politicians, clerics, models, and pop stars. He milked a buffalo, struggled with Pakistani clothing, stumbled through his Urdu, but found a way into people's homes and hearts.
Forget buying your bullets from a regular shop. There's nothing quite like making your own. This is absolutely fascinating.
Eventually, George Fulton became a Pakistani citizen. He married a Pakistani woman and became a pillar of its media industry. But last week, after almost a decade in Pakistan, George Fulton decided he was through with what he calls a dysfunctional relationship with that country. He left for good, fleeing what he calls an extremist cancer that has taken over Pakistan. He's moved back home to England, and he joins me now from Liverpool. George Fulton, sounds like it must be a little bit bittersweet for you to be back in England. This was a country you loved and ultimately had real problems with.
Oh, undoubtedly. It has been a difficult transition, but it was a decision that I ultimately had to make for not only myself, but for my family.
How do you explain that your show, George Ka Pakistan, got to be so popular, that it was so captured the imagination?
I mean, remember, it came out in a sort of post-9/11, post-Daniel Pearl world, and obviously Pakistan had been vilified. And here was this white guy, this Gora, throwing his hands up, saying, I don't know anything about the country. Teach me. There was no sort of haughtiness or arrogance, I think, on my part. I think there was an element of humility, I hope. And also, we did some very silly things, which appealed. I mean, whilst the underlying themes of the show were very serious, you know, it's always quite fun to see a fish out of water or an Englishman in, you know, doing stupid things. So whether it be me riding a donkey cart or wrestling with some naked men in Lahore, that makes quite fun television.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Who wouldn't want to see that?
So after this happy time and this great success in integrating yourself into Pakistani life, why this decision now, after 9 years there, to leave, to go back home to England?
The decision to leave is quite simple. It's a decision to do with my safety and my family's safety. It has become increasingly difficult for liberals, progressives, to voice an opinion openly without fear of reprisals. In the last 3 months, we've seen the assassination of both a governor of the ruling Pakistan People's Party, and last week we saw the assassination of a federal minister. And all they were doing was looking to amend elements to a law. And if you're operating within the media in Pakistan, as I was, it was becoming increasingly difficult to operate freely. I mean, I took myself off voluntarily off air. I felt that it was becoming increasingly dangerous to have such a high profile in Pakistan as a white man. And you suddenly find yourself having to self-censor yourself, and that's very difficult for someone like myself.
A bit outspoken.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suddenly realized that this wasn't a society I could no longer function fully in.
Does the decision to leave feel like a defeat for you and for your wife, who's Pakistani? She's still in Pakistan, but will be joining you with your son.
Oh, absolutely. I feel I've given up, and that's very hard to admit. And I also feel like a coward. I feel like I'm one of the lucky ones. I can leave. Many can't. But for the last 2 years, it was becoming suffocating. It was becoming intolerable.
Are there people now in Pakistan who are telling you that you're slandering their country? You came and you lived there for a while and you met your wife, and now you're saying these terrible things, terribly hurtful things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get charges of Orientalism thrown at me. I get charges of racism thrown at me. And I can understand to a certain extent why that is. But having said that, I'm not going to stop saying some rather uncomfortable truths in order to placate these people.
I know this is a hopelessly huge question and topic, but do you see a way for things to get better, for this extremist cancer that you've written about to be defeated?
I'd like to say yes, but I think I'd have to say no. And I'll tell you why, because I don't think there is the political leadership in the country to tackle it. You'll notice that after Salman Taseer's assassination and last week after Shahbaz Bhatti's assassination, there was a very muted response from the political establishment. They would rather appease the extremists than tackle the problem. And that's why I would argue that this is no longer a political problem or an economic problem. This is now a cultural problem. And our political elite, both military and civilian, seem to be rolling over and ceding and appeasing these extremist groups, many of which have been funded and are still probably funded by the military.
Well, George Fulton, thanks for talking to us. Welcome back to England, and thanks again.
Thank you.
I've been talking with George Fulton. He's a journalist, a former reality TV star in Pakistan. Last week, he left Pakistan after living there for 9 years.